Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast. With me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, you can check me out on Drive all week, every day, every week, forever, from 4 p.m. Now, we start today's podcast by looking back on Friday night's live and exclusive commentary of the West London Derby as big spenders Chelsea took on rivals Fulham. Here's how the game unfolded, live on TalkSport.
Someone at Chelsea didn't enjoy that defeat at Fulham a fortnight ago, because since then, they've spent about £300 million on trying to put things right. Bit of an overreaction to a derby defeat. Sixth place in the Premier League is available for this evening's winner. Fired into the edge of the penalty area. Hit by Pereira and a really good save. Diving to his right by Kepa Arrizabalaga. Edge of the penalty area. Havertz with a chance. He was stretching and couldn't quite catch up with it. Enzo Fernandez. He was excellent again there.
He does everything. Almost textbook.
Cut out by Harrison Reed. Hit first time, Enzo Fernandez. Wasn't a million miles away. Gallagher! Just why. Only just why.
And Chelsea will be disappointed. Another 2 points dropped.
A great opportunity. And Reed was knocking off the line. Fofana was in there. That is that. It's finished goalless. Nothing to separate these near neighbours. Fulham are a top six side. Tonight, they are the top team in West London for now, but it's a disappointing final scoreline at Stamford Bridge for Chelsea fans, because it's Chelsea 0, Fulham 0.
Following the game, we heard from Marco Silva and Graham Potter.
Graham, 13 days since you last played, it's now one win in seven games. How do you review that result tonight?
Yeah, we're disappointed because we wanted to win the game, but at the same time, we play against an opponent that's well organised, that's having a good season. They've been together a while, and you can see that, of course. And we're at a different stage, and we have to keep working with our players and keep trying to improve.
With all the fresh faces in this squad, is that what you sort of put it down to tonight, Graham? That they're just a bit further down the road, with more faces coming into this side. In large, how did you view it all?
Yeah, I thought there was positivity and excitement to start with. Absolutely, a great atmosphere within the team. I think we know the potential that's there. And at the same time, we know that we're at the start of a project, if you like, especially when you see the January window. And we've got some players coming back from injury, and we need to gel everything together and fix it all together. And that's the process we're in.
Just seen Todd Bowley walking through. He actually had a smile on his face, Graham. I don't know if you bumped into him or not or had a word with him. But he looked like he was quite happy to see a lot of the players on the pitch. I mean, just in large, when you look at this as a project, how much time do you need to get this turned around for Chelsea to start having positive results?
That's the question that is difficult to answer, because the coaching process is not a straightforward thing. There's nobody that can stand in front of anybody and say, oh, it's going to take this amount of time. You've got to keep working with the players and keep trying to move forward, and that's what we'll do.
It is a large squad, Graham. 13 players out the squad tonight. How are you finding managing all that?
It's exciting. Of course, it's a challenge, but it's exciting. And that's my job, is to do it as well as I can and help the players improve.
Chelsea with a few new faces tonight, a very competitive West London derby. How do you reflect on the result?
Yes, it was a proper derby match. Really pleased the way you played, really pleased the way you started the game. The courage, the braveness, the quality that we have played, the organisation we have showed as well. We knew before the match how it would be difficult against a top side. with some new faces as well, but top side with a lot of quality on the pitch, off the pitch, in the stand, probably at home as well. We played really well. I'm really proud of my players, the way they understood the plan, the way they executed the plan as well, and was really impressive.
Now to the Sports Bar weekend and their reaction to Friday night's football.
0-0 it finished between Chelsea and Fulham. Obviously, pre-match, lots of people with eyes on Chelsea. They turned themselves into the Galacticos. Doesn't matter how much money that somebody's going to cost.
The Galacticos or the Galactinos. but I would like to say that Potter, if anything gets chucked at him, and any player gets chucked at him and he has to go and manage them, he's going to need longer than what the average manager is going to need, because these are brand new players. He's got to gel them. They're different. You got different personalities in that change room that don't know each other, most of them. Mm. So he's got to get them gelled together. But you look at it as well. Then you look at Steve Cooper down at Nottingham Forest. I feel with what he's done over there and the way he's got them playing now, he's done a brilliant job. You can't bring that many players in and then make sure and then expect that. It's just gonna be. No. It's gonna be hard. And look, I want to see Graham Potter. I think he's a talented coach, a very very talented coach, and I want to see him do well. But he needs time.
Now, speaking exclusively to TalkSport ahead of his first game in charge of Everton, Sean Dyche spoke to Stan Collymore about why he decided to take the Everton job.
Why now? A lot of managers wait, get to the summer, possibly have a lot more opportunities. What was it about Everton, the situation that the club are in, which is a difficult one? Why now for you? Why didn't you wait till the summer?
It's Everton. I know the history. I know the feel of it. I've been here with teams. It's Everton Football Club. You know, you're not always going to get these jobs. Now, I know it's not in the shape that they'd want it. I know the fans want it in a better shape. Maybe, possibly. I wouldn't have got this job if it was in a considerably better shape. But I don't mind that, Stan. People forget, you know, in business, different managers go into different jobs for different reasons. It's just the same in football. So I have no problem with that at all. It's my chance to get hold of a club like this. Fantastic opportunity. A tough opportunity, of course. I'm not naive. You know I'm not. But it's still a fantastic opportunity to play my part in the rich fabric of this club's history, working hard to turn it round and push it back forwards again. And if I can do that and be my share of the club's history and my little window, it might be a little window, but if it could be a little window, but an important one, then I rest easy. I mean, I've been here when it's rocking. You know, and you're like looking around thinking, oh, hello, you know, this is lively. So
and
I
you
know
want to
that.
Embrace that.
Absolutely.
Run with it.
Absolutely. Now, the basic requirements of any team, you've got to show the fans. So it starts with the team. We've got to show them, myself, my staff and the players, we mean business. We are at it. We are working and giving everything. You know, and that's, recently I was misquoted. I don't like this stand, but recently I know the media have a job and I get on fire with the media, but you know, a veiled attack at the past. It's nothing to do with the past. I can only speak about me, how I operate, and the future of what we do. I would never question managers, coaches. They all work hard and they all put their own imprint. Mine is to say, look, you will have a team that is ready. We are ready to work. We're ready to give out a lot to the cause. If we do that, I believe Evertonians haven't forgotten big teams of the 80s, big successful teams, you know, that had under the underbelly of their talent was this teamship and this connection.
I
and
played
that connection
against
with the
Dogs of War.
Yeah, the Dogs of War, for example.
Bloody hard team to play against.
Yeah, exactly. You know, times are different, but the facts are the facts. There was a heartbeat underneath all that. And I'm not suggesting it's not there. We just need to make it beat more powerfully and faster and, you know, bring that tempo to a stadium and bring a feel to a performance. And I think the Evertonians, knowing what they do, as long as they know you're giving your lot, it's a good start. Now, they still want quality, of course, and the modern game wants quality, it wants tactics and all of that, and it wants goals, of course. But the first marker is everything goes onto that pitch.
Dyche has a baptism of fire in his first game in charge of Everton. That's today, and they face league leaders Arsenal. It's live on TalkSport.
Not going according to plan for Everton.
The one thing I know about the Evertonians, they stand by their club and they protect it and they'll look after it, and that's what I need now. I need that as a manager.
A club that I love so much, that I'm very grateful and very attached to. I just hope that they can get where they deserve to be.
Calvert-Lewin, edge of the area, rolls the challenge of Gehi and scores! A wonderful opener for Everton!
Everton.
They'll just be thinking, well, Arsenal are going to go up there. They're flying. You're not. Well, that gives you sort of a freedom. I say, come on, then. Let's take it on.
Martinelli's in the penalty area. He's found the net. He went near post. Arsenal have turned it around.
This is the best I've seen Arsenal play for a long time.
Every game that gets ticked off, the more you fancy Arsenal to win the league.
What we are doing is it gives enthusiasm and hope to dream. But we know the reality is that it's half of the season is still to play for.
And with the danger of relegation looming, fullback Seamus Coleman has told TalkSport that the players need to take responsibility for the situation they're currently in.
I've seen, I don't know how many managers now at this stage, so you know, you're not innocent from it all as well. You've played a part in all these managers getting sacked. Us as players have been a massive part of that as well. So, you know, it's tough. It's not a case of you just see one off and wait for another to come in. It hits you hard. But that's football, and you know, we wish Frank all the very best. He gave his all to the football club, and now, you know, we've got a new manager in, and we all need to do our best, because this football club for the next 18 games is fighting for everything, and we need to keep fighting. We stayed up by the skin of our teeth last season. I don't think any of us believe that for a minute. But on the flip side of that, you know, I know our form going into this Arsenal game hasn't been great, but on the flip side of that, you know, we're still in touch and distance of a lot of teams. We're not, you know, far away from a lot of teams. So I would like to flip all the negativity into thinking, you know, we can turn this around, because, you know, I feel like a lot of the talk is the inevitable, that people are sitting, waiting and expecting and in some cases hoping that Everton go down, whereas I think we've got to flip it. You know, the managers come in, we're 2 points adrift of it, and we know with the fan base that we have and the quality in the dressing room that if we can come together for these last 18 games without, you know, thinking that, you know, we're too big to go down, understanding that we can go down, of course we can, but really coming together, then we've got to give ourselves the best possible chance. But we need to, you know, flip the negativity into positivity, because it's the only way.
To breakfast now, and the reaction to Sean Dyche's first press conference as Everton gaffer. The team were joined by former Toffees midfielder Leon Osman, as well as legendary former Premier League bosses Neil Warnock and Harry Redknapp.
Expect Sean Dyche will just go flat back, four midfield, two up front, because, you know, he's so well attuned at that system. The players have grown up playing 4-4-2 for many years, so it shouldn't be too much for them to understand. And then you get the ball forward. And as I said, Sean Dyche will be about getting crosses into the penalty area, getting people around the front man. So whether Dominic Calvert-Lewin gets on the score sheet or not, you just get players closer to him, and that'll be different for him, because for the most of the season he's been very isolated.
Well, I think he'll just be doing his normal. So I think what he'll be saying is, look, the league table doesn't lie. I've seen some of your games, one or two of your games, you've looked really good, and yet you're third from bottom or whatever they are, near bottom. You know, the minimum now, we've got to get the crowd going. We've got to get the crowd on side. You've got to concentrate. This is the best team in the country that we're playing. We've nothing to lose. It's a free hit. And I think he'll have got the pads on like me, get the pads on in training and make sure they realise that every tackle, every header has got to be dealt with. They've got to go for everything. Some of the stop the crosses. You know, it's all right talking that Arsenal are a brilliant side, but they've got to do the what I call the dirty part of the game. They've got to do that and go over that white line to make sure that the fans have got something to hang on to, and because it's a great place, a hostile place when they get going, the fans. And even though that, you know, the top of the league, it just ruffles the feathers a bit, Ray, I think, when it's like that, the intimidation. And so they can't be giving a goal away early doors. They've got to go out and really, you know, put a few tackles in.
He's got it all on, but I'm a big fan of Sean's. You know, he's a great guy, and he's good at his job. And I don't know if anyone's going to do it. I think he could, you know, he'll get them tough to beat for sure. He'll set them up and be hard to beat, and he'll get every ounce of sweat that he can out of them players. And I wouldn't write them off. I still think they've got a chance.
Now, Arsenal winger Gabriel Martinelli has signed a new long-term deal at the club. Arsenal invincible Ray Parlour reacted to the news on Breakfast this morning.
Martinelli's in the penalty area. He's found the net. He went near post. He beat Fabianski. Arsenal have turned it around.
He's flying. He loves his football. Always wants to be on that training ground.
and he's been brilliant. Obviously, Smith Rowe getting injured, give him his more of an opportunity on that left-hand side, and he hasn't looked back. And that's what you want from players. When they get their opportunities, a young lad, I think he's very well settled in London. So
who's that, reminds you of?
That's great news.
Perez, would he be out?
Robert Perez. No, he's more, he's quick, isn't he? He runs at players. You know, Robert was more of a, he could see a pass and, you know, score some vital goals as well, Robert, Overmars? Which is Martinelli.
No, he's not an Overmars would be
he's
quicker,
more,
wouldn't
he's
he?
He's more towards probably an Overmars than he is probably Perez, I should imagine. But he's just a really good all-round player. Closes people down. He's a worker. You know, I like that off the ball as well, what he does off the ball. You know, he's one of them sort of pressing people who really get some... And Saka's the same on that right-hand side. So that's why you need high-energy game, because they're a young side. But that's great news for Arsenal that he signed.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
To Wyatt and Jordan now, and the issue of Chelsea's transfer business was discussed. The Blues have come under fire for spending a whopping £323 million in January. When discussing the issue, Arsenal Invincible Martin Keown and Moni Moni Simon Jordan had a right old ding-dong about it.
You'd be sat here on the other side of this conversation saying the healthiest teams have two players for every position. So now they've got two players of world-class level, maybe even three for position. Yeah, you're not, now going to make the argument
but
that
not
that's
overnight.
Not healthy.
Not overnight. It feels like it's been thrown together. Well, you until saying, we see a plan emerge
and
a picture of
it. Let me take you back to
well,
last January.
Well, let's see. Only time will tell.
Well, let me take you
they're
back
10 points
January.
Outside the top
well,
four.
Well, let me take you back to last January when you're sat in here tab-thumping about how quickly Newcastle have got a move to buy players. Make yes. your mind up.
No.
Which
that
one
a,
is it then?
That was a very different situation.
Why then?
Were Chelsea really? Was there much wrong at Chelsea before this manager took over?
Well, clearly.
No, not really.
Well, the club
I've just told you that. I've told you what they achieved the year before.
The club had just been bought out of an absolute chaotic situation, which you would say on a different argument, oh, what happens in a boardroom affects the players, of course, when it doesn't, right? So they've come out of a chaotic situation with an ownership model.
Is it not chaotic now with the number of players they bought?
Well, it depends on your view.
This
some
is
people,
an incredible...
Some people would say...
This is an incredible
what,
amount of money that they've
I think it's very methodical, Martin.
But that's
I must admit,
money.
I think
not
it's been
money,
very methodical.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe. Everyone be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.